So you are saying you are afraid of the unknown?
Yes.
Do you understand that there's only one thing you can possibly ever discover in the unknown, and that's more of yourself? You are your universe. You-niverse. You are your universe. You fill it completely. There's nothing else in it. The idea is that whatever appears to be in the universe with you is your version of that thing. Any other people you interact with, you don't actually interact with them directly in that way. You create your version of them and populate your universe with your version of them in order to agree to interact with that person. So you're creating that anyway. So who is there in your own universe to reject you but you? And what is there in your own universe to discover but more of you? Nothing. So you're safe. You're completely safe. Because it's all you. Do you understand?
I do.
Because you're creating your version of everything you interact with in order to interact with it. In order to actually have an interactive experience, you have to create a simulacrum, a representation of something to interact with out of your own energy, out of your own consciousness. Doesn't mean the other person doesn't exist, but what you're interacting with is not them directly, per se. You're interacting with your version of them. Your perception of them, your creation of them. So it's still made out of you. So that's all you'll discover is more of you in the unknown. So all you're doing is getting to know yourself. That's what exploring the unknown is getting to know yourself. The bigger you. The bigger you is wonderful. I would highly suggest you get to know her. She can help you. There is nothing to be afraid of about her. Do you understand?
I do, yes.
Does this help you?
Yes.
Anything else?
Not now, thank you.